Today, a new episode of our podcast, Us and Them, comes out, and this one focuses on sex education.
Welcome to 2013, students.
Listeners might recall back in 2013 when Kanawha County's George Washington High School was in the national news for a legal spat that erupted over an assembly with Pam Stenzel, an abstinence-only sex ed speaker.
We now have over 30 sexually transmitted diseases, 30% of them absolutely incurable. That means you get one of these diseases and you've got it for life.
Us and Them host Trey Kay says this George Washington High School event inspired him to take a deeper look into why Americans continue to be conflicted about the best way to present sex education to young people in schools. Trey Kay joins us now to talk about the podcast. Hello, Trey.
Hey, Beth. Thanks for letting me come in here and talk about this.
So what intrigued you about this high school sex ed assembly?
Well, the knowledge about sexual health is such an important topic, and it seemed to me like so many well-intentioned people from the Kanawha community thought this speaker would be helpful to these young people. But the fact that so many of the kids and the parents had such a negative reaction to this program, and that the frustration over this event, it got played out in local and national media, it just seemed like another example of Americans being divided over values issues. Now, this following sequence, we're going to hear from the speaker, Pam Stenzel, and former student Ankur Kumar.
Here's the line. Absolutely no genital contact of any kind.
I remember her vividly describing what virginity was and then screaming at the crowd, "Don't you dare try to tell them you're a virgin if you've ever done anything with anyone regarding a genital.
If you have ever stepped over this line, you risk disease and you need to get tested. And don't you dare tell anyone you're a virgin."
From my perspective, it just sounded like misinformation.
Trey, I'm wondering, in your report, do you look back on the history of how sex ed has been taught over the years?
Yeah, Beth, we do. I speak with my friend Jonathan Zimmerman. He's a professor at New York University, and he's an education historian. And it just so happens that his newest book is about the history of how sex ed has been taught around the world. It's called Too Hot to Handle. He says that sex ed in the U.S. began in the early part of the last century, and it was America's answer to a global scare over the spread of venereal disease. During this time, there was a serious problem with men patronizing prostitutes and then bringing these diseases home to their wives.
It didn't begin in America because VD started in America or that there was anything nastier about our epidemic than the one in Europe. It began in the U.S. because of our commitment to education as a remedy for social ills.
And from the very beginning, there were fights over whether or not sex ed should be taught in schools. And the arguments back then are very similar to the ones of today. One side felt that for the good of society, schools should give young people a thorough understanding of human sexuality. And the other side opposed teaching it because they felt that it'd do more to promote sexual activity than curtail it. But John Zimmerman says all this changed in the 1980s.
AIDS changed everything in this country. Instead of some people being against sex ed and other people being for it, everyone became for it. They just wanted different versions of it, right? So people on the new right who had been objecting to the very presence of sex ed after the HIV epidemic, they support sex ed. It's just they support a version called abstinence only.
But whether it's comprehensive sex ed or the abstinence-based kind, like what was taught at the assembly at George Washington High School back in 2013, John Zimmerman says that students in most industrialized countries only get a few hours of instruction in sex ed per year, at most. And that it seems like a whole lot of fuss over something that gets taught so very little.
There hasn't been a lot of sex ed in schools around the world, but boy, there's been a lot of talk about sex ed. Right? Among adults around the world. It's about this cacophony of voices. And I think from that cacophony, we can learn a huge amount about human difference and diversity, even if very little material substantively gets into our classrooms.
Trey, it sounds like this next Us and Them podcast is packed with a lot of interesting history.
Oh, it really is, Beth. And I thank you so much for letting me come in and talk about it.
The new Us and Them podcast launches today. To listen or to get more information, visit our website, wvpublic.org.